Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Number 4, Cape Canaveral, 2010.
Good morning, sorry to keep you waiting. My name is Rachel Young. I'm one of the managers for Special Projects.
Nice to meet you. Isabel Lovelace.
Pleasure. And that's Miss? Mrs.? Captain?
Miss is fine.
Duly noted. I'm going to be taking care of your screening.
My... what?
Screening.
I thought I was here for a job interview?
We don't do interviews. Well... okay, yes, we do some interviews, but that's only when we don't want to hire someone and need a reason to not give them a job. That's not what we're doing.
It's not?
No, you we want to hire. So we don't interview. We screen.
And the difference is?
When I'm doing a screening, I only use my indoors voice. We're just going to be talking for a little bit. See if there's anything that would mean you can't work for us.
Oh, well, I do have this very long, elaborate plan to, infiltrate the company and bring it down from the inside. Is that going to be a problem?
Candidate is very funny. Come on, let's go.
Go? I thought you said we were just going to talk.
Well... it's not quite that simple.
What do you mean? I see what you mean.
Relax. Polygraph test standard protocol. It's all completely routine. State your name.
Isabel Sophia Lovelace.
Are you an officer with the Air Force?
Yes.
Have you ever received a dishonorable discharge?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Are you an alien?
Excuse me?
We always do a calibration round. We need verifiable yeses and nos. Are you?
No, I am not an alien.
Is your father William Lovelace, district judge for New York City?
Yes.
Do you love your father?
Yes.
Have you always wanted to serve in the armed forces?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to play basketball. Junior year at the academy, I was in a car crash and my left knee got a little bit shattered. So that's not happening. Service was always second on the list.
Always?
Mom was a career enlisted woman with the Marines.
And you look up to her.
Lady's pretty badass. What's not to like? Next question.
Do you have a degree in a physical science?
Yes.
Have you clocked at least 1,000 flight hours?
Yes. Is this still calibration or...
Do you have 20/20 vision?
Yes. 20/15 in my left eye. Get off my case.
Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions?
Just my knee.
Do you like the Air Force?
I'm trying to get a job away from it, aren't I?
That's not an answer to...
No, I don't. It's complicated.
How complicated?
Very complicated.
What's the 3-sentence version?
I owe a lot to the Air Force. It's responsible for a lot of who I am. But being an officer hasn't always agreed with me.
Have you ever disobeyed a direct order from a superior?
Nope. Why would I even try that? There's been times when I haven't seen eye to eye with my superior officers. Like all those times they gave me stupid orders. On those occasions, I was inclined to carry out my orders with a bit of creativity.
That's not how Major Jordan put it.
I'm sure it wasn't. Look, I'll be the first to admit that I've never been the most orthodox of officers, but even if I did it with a certain degree of interpretive flair, I always accomplished my missions. And I think anyone who served under me would agree.
Oh, yeah. They were all very vocal about that, actually. Can't imagine it made you too popular with the higher-ups, though.
No. Which is why I've been commanding a lot of very isolated, very quiet outposts these last 2 years. Kind of the reason I'm looking for a new employer.
Have you enjoyed being an officer? It's complicated.
Yes. Very.
Fair enough. Let's see.
Oh, hold on. Can I just... Isn't this a bit much? You really do this for everyone you send to Greensboro?
Sorry, what?
Greensboro? North Carolina? Isn't that where I'd be stationed if I get this flight instructor post?
No. We don't do this for everyone we send to Greensboro. We don't do this for anyone we send to Greensboro. We're screening you for a different job.
But my application was for...
No, don't worry. I've got your paperwork. You're in the right place. We keep an eye out for candidates that might be good in other departments. Your file set off a couple of flags for one of our sexier jobs.
Can I ask what the...
Mission Commander. For the Deep Space Survey Division of Special Projects.
I'm not sure I understand.
You. Deep Space. Mission Command. Crew of 5 or 6. Mostly science officers. You'd be in an orbital outpost, probably somewhere in the... Leo constellation. We don't have more specifics at the moment. You pass all the physical requirements with flying colors. You've got good flight and command experience, glowing recommendations from practically everyone you've given an order to. And when you're multiple light years away from your superiors, it's probably good to have someone who can think for themselves.
I see.
Unless you're not interested?
No, I'm interested. Definite interest.
Good. Because just between the two of us, by this point the screening's just a formality. Job's yours if you want it.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a lot to take in. I need some time to think about it before I can...
Shall we get back to the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay. Have you ever considered any of the following as a course of action during a mission disaster? A.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs, and the role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing?
Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000 word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But
this way,
I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.